This is Interlochen Public Radio. As summer water temperatures warm up, more people are enticed to playing in the big waves, and warnings about dangerous currents are being posted at more beaches. The number of people who've drowned in the Great Lakes or been rescued has gone up in each of the last 3 years. And as IPR's Bob Allen reports, researchers are testing ways to better forecast dangerous nearshore currents.
Jamie Ratcliffe is one of the lucky ones. Last summer, he was standing waist-deep in heavy surf here at Vans Beach in Leland. He's in his late 40s, tall and lean, a fair swimmer, so he sensed no danger.
Pretty soon I noticed it was up more to my chest, and I thought, well, I should head back in. And I was kind of moonwalking. As I walked in toward the shore, I realized I was still being pushed out faster than I was walking in. And next thing I knew, it was up to my neck, and then pretty quickly it was over my head.
Ratcliffe had heard about riptides in the ocean, and he knew enough to swim parallel to the shore to try to break free. But he says the waves were relentless. Every few seconds, they knocked him to the bottom again, and he came up sputtering for breath. He lost his sense of direction and was tiring quickly when the full impact of what was happening hit him.
This is how I'm going to die. Right here, where I've been coming my whole life, on a beautiful summer day that seems so safe. And I have no chance to say goodbye to anyone.
He says he doesn't remember much of what happened next. Things got dark and quiet. Then he felt like he was being laid down in the sand. And he heard muffled voices asking, "Are you all right?" Apparently a couple on the beach heard him yelling and commandeered a kayak to get to him and pull him out. To this day, he doesn't know who they are. In the ambulance, he remembers hearing talk about the need to close Vans Beach. But less than an hour later, a 16-year-old boy from Leland drowned in the same spot where Ratcliffe was rescued.
Over the last several years, there's been a dramatic increase in the number of deaths that have been attributed to rip currents.
That's Guy Meadows with the Great Lakes Research Center at Michigan Technological University. He's been studying currents in the lakes probably longer than anyone else. We're on a wide sandy beach along Highway 2 in the Upper Peninsula that's notorious for its big waves and strong currents. A 12-year-old boy from Gaylord drowned here 15 years ago. Meadows says the boy's death prompted new research.
These waves are big and powerful, and even in a 3-foot wave, if you're in 3 feet of water, then you're going to be smacked, in the chest or the head and knocked off your feet. Then panic sets in, and that contributes a lot to it.
What Meadows and his research team want to do is get good, accurate data about what conditions produce dangerous nearshore currents. They send a self-propelled instrument that looks like a miniature torpedo into the surf. It's programmed to map the bottom, going out maybe 100 yards offshore. Russ Miller is a technician from the University of Michigan.
We're looking for where these channels form, how they form in different kinds of storm events.
They can see where a big storm just a couple of days earlier ripped through sandbars just a little ways out. When there's big surf, the sandbars block receding waves until so much pressure builds up that it cuts a fairly narrow channel through the sand and a current rushes out. The team also is using a new form of radar, similar to Doppler, that tracks storms, to measure the velocity of the waves and the currents.
Okay, we're on our way over to you guys. What would you like us to do?
We're working very closely with National Weather Service on being able to more accurately forecast the conditions that lead to the development of rips, and then ultimately we'd really like to be able to forecast for which particular beaches rip currents would develop under a given storm.
The idea isn't necessarily to use the information to close beaches when swimming conditions are dangerous, though some cities may opt to do that, such as Ludington, which has a long pier that forms strong currents. Steve Herneck points out that in most places, it's impractical to keep people out of the water when big waves are crashing ashore.
Well, that would be hard to do because that's the time when it's really fun.
Herneck has run the Dune Shore Resort for more than 50 years. It's across the road from the beach along Highway 2. He had a customer who got caught in a nearshore current and nearly drowned a couple of decades ago. Now, in his restaurant, Herneck displays some diagrams to show when and how currents form and what to do if caught in one. He thinks if people respect the big waters and have good information about the currents, they'll be fine.
Awareness is the most important thing, because if you know what you are dealing with and you know how to deal with it, they're really not that dangerous.
That's a lot of ifs. And this summer, Michigan Sea Grant is trying to make sure more people hear about dangerous nearshore currents. They're running training sessions at state parks along the lakeshore and for those who run municipal beaches. Jamie Racklift, the man who nearly drowned in Leland, is working with them, traveling the state, telling his story.
If I had just done what I've heard since then, they recommend flip, float, and follow. Flip over on your back so you're less likely to breathe in water and it's easier to swim. Float wherever the current takes you until it gradually lets you break free. And then follow the path of least resistance.
It's a cool Memorial Day weekend. The Lake Michigan water still too cold even for kids to play in. Dave Siegerland and his family from Lansing are playing in the sand at Vans Beach. He knows there can be dangerous currents in the Great Lakes. The problem is how to get that across to little kids.
Just little kids don't understand them. And it doesn't take long to get into trouble when you're out swimming.
Siegerland uses an even simpler rule than flip, float, and follow.
If in doubt, don't go out.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Bob Allen.